And if you don't need it for the gufer lav of achila, the mashra by chametz, the pasuk says don't eat chametz. Or by shor haniska, we know the Torah says you can't eat it. Is tnuinyan liyisur hanom. Put this extra pasuk here of eish tisara to tell us that other isurim is isur azasa banor. Which are the isurim? That's chametz on Pesach and shor haniska. Those two isurim, since the Torah already said you're not allowed to eat it, so now there's a chiddush that huadin is an isur hanom. That's another way to learn out that chametz and shor haniska is also banor. For the Gemara, if you can learn it out from this pasuk, that here the pasuk says you're supposed to burn it. Yeah, the pasuk says you're supposed to burn it. They said loisa yochel beish tisarif. Is like v'zoi af kol yisurin shebatera b'sreifa. So we should learn now from this pasuk there that shor haniska is also toin sreifa, or chametz of pesach is also toin sreifa af yisur hanor. And that we don't know. We don't know it's toin sreifa. Gemara says on makruah. The pasuk says ba kodesh beis tisarif. It says here ba kodesh. It should be burnt ba kodesh in the beis hamikdash. So we dash me from this pasuk. A different pasuk, the equal above, it says, "Bakodesh beis tisarif is bakodesh b'sreifa v'yen kol isurim shabater b'sreifa." The other isurim taka no toin sreifa. Only dafka by kodshim that has posel, there you say it's toin sreifa, but other things are not. Fred Gemara, v'hai bakodesh beis tisarif l'hochu dihudi yosa. Does this extra pasuk of bakodesh beis tisarif tell us this diet that you're telling us only by kodshim that become posel there's an inyan to burn it? But by other isurim, even though it's also by no, then you wouldn't have the chiyuv to burn it. Is that what this pasuk tells us? For the Gemara, homi boy lele k'd Rebbe Shimon, we need this pasuk of Bakodesh based tisarev for another limud, like Rebbe Shimon learns. The Tanya, Rebbe Shimon Aina, the pasuk says Bakodesh based tisarev. You should burn it Bakodesh. Pasuk means in the base of Migdash. Is limud? It comes to teach us al chatis she'sofer noisa Bakodesh. Comes to tell us you mamish have to burn the psul in the base of Migdash itself. And Rashi says, Limud al chatis psula. The case where the chatis became posul, shesreifasa ba'kodesh be'azara. You have to burn the korban, the posla korban, you can't bring it on the mizbeach, it's posul, but you have to burn it in the azara. The mevehine sereif lehevi shamina mokem sreifasa hechen. The shalom by Moshe Rabbeinu there in Aaron, we wouldn't know where you have to burn it. So that's what the posla got to say here, ba'kodesh. Ba'ish tisarev means that it has to be burnt in the base of Migdash. So that's what we need this pasuk for. V'yenli yele zubavad. We only know this halacha, this chat is here. Psule kodesh kadoshim. What about the other karbonis? A kodesh kadoshim that becomes posel. Or else v'yemurei kodeshim kalim. You have a korban shlomim, that's only a kodeshim kalim. But a korbanim v'yemurim, that's the fat that's grown on the mezbeach. That has a loch like Kodesh Kadoshim, that goes on the Mizbeach, Minayin, that if they become posel, and you have to burn them, that you also have to burn them in the Beis HaMikdash, Talmud Loima V'Choyel B'Kodesh Tisorv. Says in Exri Apostle Koyel, that all type of psulim, that would have been on the Mizbeach, like the Kodesh Kadoshim, or else the Amurei Kodeshim Kalim, that the loch is when they become posel, you have to burn them dafka in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what this extra posel about Kodesh Beis Tisorv is telling us. That these emurim, these hakrovis, if it becomes posel, bring it in the base of Migdash. Like Rashi says, psule kol shar kotcher kotchim, could go in mincha, if you have a mincha that becomes posel, v'yoyla v'yoshim shinitmo, they became to have a psul tumma, or shinishbach domin, or else the kohen spilled out the dam by mistake, or mincha shloi nikta komsa v'emuri kotchim kalim shinitmo, I don't know if they become tummy, that you have to burn them in the azorah. Has to be in the azorim. But the meat of a korban shlomim, shachilosim b'chol ir, Allah is a kodeshim kalim, the meat you're allowed to eat any place in Yerushalayim, lav dafk in the Beis HaMikdash. It could be any place in Yerushalayim. Then asreifosan in nifslu chusli azorim. If it became possible, you could burn it outside the azorim, lav dafk in the Beis HaMikdash, you could burn it outside also. Not only these things, either Kodesh Kadoshim, that you have to bedafk eat it in the Azorah, or else the Emurei, Kodeshim Kalim, which is supposed to go on the Mizbeach, also there's Alocha. If you take it outside the Azorah, it's a Psu Yetzi on it. So therefore, only these things that are not allowed to be taken out of the Azorah, if it gets possible, it has to be burnt dafk inside the Azorah. Vochinami Tanam V'yele Wavrim, Yosof Lufnei Abira V'hayno Chus the Azorah. Shom Hoye Beis Adeshin, Akach. The Kach Mufurish was walking. His other psulim, he could like to burn them outside the Azorah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is Omalei Rabbi Yonason Rabuch Mehai Krua. So Yenza back Rashi says Omalei means Zuhumu Rabbonin. The Rabbonin before, the ones that asked Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, like they had a kasha, how do we know that Chometz is Osa Banor? They don't hold from Ravua, from Chizkion, from all the Joshua before they didn't hold from. So they wanted to have a new pasuk. How do we know that says the Feirish that is an Ister Hanor and Shara Achilles? So Omalei Yuhumu Rabbonin Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, the Yakshilei, Hai Kushion, Rabbi Yonason Rabbah normally have a meister Yisro Anor L'chol Sumin Shebe Mikdosh Mibayish Tisorif. The Miboy Lele Kramrit She Tisorif Ba'azoro. When he answered back, it's like a true. From this Pasuk alone, you can't learn out that all Yisroim that are Osa Bachila, you have to burn it. But this Pasuk of Ba'kodesh Beis Tisorif is a new limit, like we just got finished saying, to tell us that after Psul happened, you have to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azoro. You can't burn it someplace else. So this Pasuk is not really extra. So therefore, from this pasuk, you can't learn out other places. It's also banor. So Amalei, the Rabbanan told back to him, you know, Rabbi Yonason and Rabbah, even your Rebbe didn't bring the other pasuk like you just brought down from the pasuk here of Kol Chatesh Ashayuva Midomo. No, Mehai Kroa Kamer. He brought another pasuk. That's also Marshman, an extra pasuk. And from that pasuk, we'll learn out all of these surim are even also banor. Not all these surim, but just Chometz for Pesach and Sharon Iskel. Mehai Kroa Kamerle. The pasuk says, "Im yivose mebesar hameluim." If it was left over from the meat of the korban meluim, or min alechem at haboiket till the morning, then it says, "What lo yeyochel, he can't eat it." Shein tamud loyma lo yeyochel. The pasuk didn't have to say you shouldn't eat it. Or ma tamud loyma lo yeyochel. What did the pasuk have to say you shouldn't eat it? Or this was noisom. You left over the meat overnight till the next morning. So locher is you're supposed to burn it. It's mamish nois, so you have to burn it. So why did the pasuk have to say extra? Lo yeyochel, you can't eat this meat. So the Gemara remain the winyan lagufa. You don't need it for it itself to tell us this meat you can't eat. So aksiv is sorafter es hanoisa beish. It says clearly the Torah that when you have noiser, when you have meat left overnight, it becomes posel and you have to burn it. So the Torah says you have to burn it. Treat, you're not allowed to eat it. So why does the Torah have to say an extra lo yeyochel, you can't eat it? Is to no inyan l'shari sun shabatayrim. Put this extra lo yeyochel here that the pasuk says by noiser for other isurim in the Torah to teach you something. Now, if you may no inyan l'achila for other isurim, you don't need it for the lav not eat, because by chometz and pesach we know already not let eat it. Shar haniska we know already not let eat it. So for the isur to eating it, they have their own psukim. Is a mela to no inyan l'isur hano. This is called such a drush in the Torah. You have an extra pasuk someplace to, and you don't need it for its place. To no inyan linyan acher, you could use it for someplace else, and even if that's someplace else, for the Yisra achila, you don't need it, so don't use it, that's also to eat. We know chometz you can eat. You're allowed to put it for the Yisra and know of chometz. So the next pasuk here by the Besar of the Meluim, and the pasuk says, lo yeyochel, will come to teach us that the lav of chometz and of Shur HaNiskol, even though there the Torah says don't eat it, it also means it's also Bahanur. Yeah. So the Gemara Ima Khan Visrefa, if you can learn out from this pasuk of Noiser that the Torah says Lo Yochel, so you're telling me now it means by chometz is also Asa Banor, but maybe you should also have to burn chometz then. And Shur HaNiskol maybe also you should have to burn chometz. You should have to burn the Shur HaNiskol. And even like the Yehudi Shita that you burn a chometz, that's a new halacha why you burn it, but not because of the Yisuri Anor of chometz. He has another pasuk of Yehuda, we'll see later why he says you have to burn it. But just the fact that it's Asa Banor, that alone wouldn't be Torah Tzreifa. So if you're going to tell me now it's Asa Banor from this pasuk says Vesarafta, should have to burn it? And the Gemara is the most kashi, Ima kan Vesarafa av kol Yisurim Shebatara Vesarafa. Or these other two Yisurim of Chometz Pesach and Sharon Iskol should also have to have a Vesarafa to it. On this after Gemara, Omar Kroa, the pasuk says Vesarafta es Hanoiser. It says clearly you have to burn noiser, the meat that's left over. So it's a diyuk, noiser b'sreifon. Only the meat that's left over, that needs sreifon. V'yein kol yisurim shebater b'sreifon. But other yisurim, even though they're also banol, like chometz pesach and shur haniskol, then you don't have to burn. Rosh is omar kruv ha-noiser, devil lemichta v'sarafta beish, that's all. What does the pasuk say, v'ha noiser? It comes to teach us, only the psul of noiser that you have to burn. But chometz pesach and shur haniskol, even though it's also banor, you won't have to burn it. Fred Gemara, Vahai lo yeyochel, lo chudiyoso, is that true that this lo yeyochel, the Pasuk says by the Bsar of the Meluim, that was left overnight? The Pasuk says lo yeyochel, it's an extra Pasuk. Because once the Pasuk says you have to burn it, pshit, you can't eat it. So you tell him now lo yeyochel comes to teach us that all the Yisum are also bano. Fred Gemara, no. Ho mi boy le lekit Rabbi Eleza. You need it for Rabbi Eleza's din. The Yomar Rabbi Eleza says, lo yeyochel ki kodeshu. You can't eat this meat by the Bessar of the Miluim that was left overnight. Ki Kodeshu. Because it's Kodesh. See, Darshan is like this. Kol Sheva Kodesh Posul. Anytime you have any psul of Kabonis, and it's a korban that's pigol, that's nice, that's tummy. Anytime you have a psul in the korban, you should know, Bo HaKosov Litin Loisasei Alachilosei. Even though in its pasture, the Torah doesn't say there's a law not to eat the meat. Let's say the blood, Lamosh, you had a psul yaitz, you took the blood outside of smokum, or you had a psul nicer. So the korban is posul. Anytime the korban is posul, how do we know if you're going to go and eat the meat now, there's a law on the achila? That's from this posuk here. The posuk says extra by the bsar ha-miluim. That was nicer. The posuk says lo yeyochel. It's an extra posuk. So we dash in, it's a lav shabbat. It's like a klolistic lav. And any psul and kutshim, there's a lav if you eat the meat. Even though the Torah doesn't say special, it doesn't say in this parasha a lav, this is the lav shabbat klolis. Like Rashi says, me boil like Rebbe Loza. Litin loisase. Dimi v'sarafta lehevi adina ve'is a lav l'malkis. Just from the fact you have to burn it, true, I know you're not allowed to eat it, but I wouldn't know you get malchus. So from here, it's a lav shabbat klolis that teaches kol shabbat kodesh posel. Midach tziv ki kodeshu, yisayra, it's extra this ki kodeshu, is the rabbis al sharp sule kodesh kodoshim. Belav. Kegoin pigol v'yotzev nishpach damai. Any type of other psulim that the korban became posel, you can't bring the korban. So pshiti and allah eat the meat because it's hegdish, but we don't know there's a lav to get malchus. This is the lav now to teach us a lav, a klolistic lav on any buster of kodshim that's posel. If you eat it, there's this lav. So you can't use this lav to tell me now that chometz of pesach is also banor. I need it for the parsha of kabonis. Omer Abaya, so Nechlam is talking right. This posik wouldn't be a good posik. Omer Abaya, Liyele Mikro Kama. The Parai is in the first posik. So Drashi Bechol Chatis. The Rai, we have to go back to the first posik we brought down, that there's an extra posik here by Chatis that says, Bechol Chatis, Asheyuva Midomoy Eloyomoyid. Anytime from the Korban Chatis, you bring its dam inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lechapa BaKodesh, is Loisa Yochel. The dam becomes posel. A regular Chatis, you have to bring the dam on the outside Mizbeich. If you bring it to the inside, the Pasuk says Loisa Yochel, Be'esh Tisarev, you have to burn it. So we're going back to this first Pasuk. It's an extra Pasuk here, Be'esh Tisarev, because we know it already starts right from the Pasha by Moshe. Moshe told Aaron by the Sfeya Nachshon that there was the blood brought inside that you burnt it. Mashma, if it was brought inside, it was right to burn it. So you see, if you bring the blood inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to burn it. What does the Pasuk say again, Be'esh Tisarev? Tumor says, Omer Bailey Olam Mikro Kama, back to the first Pasuk. V'epach, we'll change it around like this. The licht of Be'esh Tisarev. The Pasuk just should have said, Be'esh Tisarev. This Korban Chatas, now that the dam was brought inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Korban became Pasuk, and burn it. V'loi boi loi sayochel. The Torah did not have to say the word, loi sayochel. What does the Pasuk say, Loi Sayochel? If not for the goof of this Korban Chatis, that Madduch, you have to burn it, Pshit, you're not allowed to eat it. Is the Navkalei Mid Rebbe Eleza. This is the Kasha now. How do we know that this Korban Chatis, that you have to burn, you're not allowed to eat the meat? Because we just had before, Rebbe Eleza says, from the Pasuk of Basar HaMiluim, that was left over, it says an extra Loi Yochel there, that that's a Lav Shabbat Kolos. Any type of psul by kodshim, if you eat that meat, you get a lav for it. So mel here also, this korban chatis, that they brought the blood inside to the kodesh hakadoshim, the chatis is posul. So now that this korban chatis is posul, pshita, there's a lav not to eat the meat. From that other pasuk of Neisser, that was of Bistar HaMiluim, that's a lav shabbat klolis, that any time you have a psul and kodshim, there's a lav to eat the meat. So what are the pasuk got to say over again here by this chatis? That the blood was brought inside. Loi sayochel, pshita, you're not allowed to eat it. So Melis, this is extra now, is to know in you l'chol Yisur and Shabbat Torah. Let's use it for Chometz, for Pesach, and for Sharon Iskel. For Yemenu in you l'achila, we don't need it to tell us that you can't eat Chometz, or you can't eat the Sharon Iskel, because the Pasuk says, Beferish, you can't eat Chometz, or Sharon Iskel. It's Melis, to know in you l'Yisur y'hanoh. Put it to teach us that Chometz, for Pesach, is also banoh. And really, it would be, any time the Torah says, Loi Toichal, should be in Yisur hanoh.
But the only pshat is the whole Gemaras we had before tells us that every single lav there's a beferish heter why it's mutzav anur. The only two places we don't have a beferish heter is chametz bePesach and shor haniskol. Therefore, we'll put this extra loisa yachliyah to teach us that chametz bePesach and shor haniskol is also anur. For the Gemara, ima kan b'sreifa. If you can learn now from this pasuk of Chatis, as the pasuk says, when the dam came inside its posel and loisa yochel, here the pasuk says you have to burn it. Is af kol isurin shabatar b'sreifa? So maybe you can tell me shor haniskol also you have to burn, and we know you don't have to burn shor haniskol. Or makro, the pasuk says ha noiser b'sreifa v'yen kol isurin shabatar b'sreifa. The first is clearly when do you have to burn kachin as posel? Only noiser, something was left overnight, has a psul noiser on it. Mashenk and other isurim that are not noiser, there's no toin sreifa. Therefore, we know clearly that chametz pesach is not toin sreifa, and shor haniskol is not toin sreifa because it's not noiser. Smell, everything is good. For the moro omolei rapopol abayom, for the popol abayom, no, it's no good. You're telling me now this word loisa yochel is extra here by chatis. The pasuk says again, you have a korban chatis. And you brought the dam inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that passes the dam, so the korban is toin sreifa and loisa yochel. They're telling me now it's an extra loisa yochel. Why? Because I know there's a lav not to eat any kachem as possible from the pasuk of the Meluim. For the Gemara, no. V'yema liyichude le'lav legufei. Maybe who the yosam? Maybe this pasuk is telling us that there's a special lav by this korban chatis. Now if you brought the dam inside, you should know there's a lav not to eat the meat. And what's the nafkamina? The mid Rebbe Lez, if only from Rebbe Lez's klal, the halacher is ain loikin alav shabaklolis. When a terrorist says a general lav, doesn't go on one case. Like here we're saying now, there's a lav any time you have a psul by kodeshim that the korban is psul. If you go and eat the meat, there's a general lav, and such a general lav that goes in a lot of cases, the klal is you don't get malchus for such a lav. So maybe it's good why here by Chatis, the Pasuk would have to say an extra lav, loisa yochel, to tell me this korban Chatis, that you brought the blood inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that psul taki you get malchus for. So maybe it's not an extra loisa yochel, I needed legufa to tell me that this psul you get malchus for. So b'chal it's not extra. So the more Enes time it's like a true, that this Pasuk loisa yochel is not extra, but I needed to tell me that you get malchus. I would know tak is true, it's also teeth to me from the other lav, but from that lav, since it's a lav shebeklolis, it goes on all cases, the general rule, you wouldn't get malchus. That's what the Torah has to say special here. Lois say ochel, that tells you do get malchus. So it's not an extra posik. So again, to the kash, how do I know chum to pesach is also banor? Elom rapopa meyoche, from a different posik. The posik says, v'habosara sheyiga b'chol tomei lo yeyochel. Anytime you have bosa kodishim, that touches a sheret, that becomes tomei, so bosa kodshim, that's tomei, the locher is loy yochel, you can't eat it anymore, and veishi sar if you have to burn it. Now, shein tamud loyma loy yochel. The pasuk doesn't have to say you can't eat it. Ma tamud loyma wanted it to say loy yochel, and menu in lagufay, we'll soon see why you don't need it for itself. But if you don't need it for itself, it's treat that you can't eat it. Why? Do anafka lay mikal v'chaymer. I have a kal v'chaymer to tell me that if you have bosa kodishim, a meat of a korban shlomim or korban chatis, that a sheretz touched it, or it touched the sheretz, it became tummy, there's a lav, you can't eat it. Why does the Torah have to say a special lav here? It's a kal v'chaim, you can't eat it. Mi meiser akal, from a kal of meiser. Meiser rishon is not so chomer like hegdishis, and still, if meiser becomes tummy, there's a lav, you're not allowed to eat it. Or ma meiser akal, maduch meiser akal, omer Torah, lo biyati mimeno b'tummy, that I never ate it when I was tummy. We say by the vidui of meiser, you speak out that you never ate it when you were tummy. So you see, there's a lav not eat it when it's tummy. Is the sar kodesh chomer hegdish? The mamash has a tremendous yisurim hegdish. There's an isamiler on bosa hegdish. Avader lekol shechein, that if the bosa became tummy, you're not allowed to eat it. So why does Torah have to say lo yoyochel? That's an extra lo yoyochel to teach us that other yisurim like chometz pesach and shor haniskol it's also b'hanor. Maybe you tell me, ain masirim min adin. Stark it true, I can learn out from a kal v'chaymer that you're not allowed to eat bosa kodeshim that became tummy. If the korban shlomim or korban chatas, the meat became tummy, it's true. I have a kal v'chaymer, I can't eat it. But there's a klal, ain masirim min adin. A lav that you learn out from a kal v'chaymer, you don't get malchus for it. Stark it true, there's a lav, you're not allowed to eat it, but I wouldn't know you get malchus. So maybe that's what a Torah to say here, that there's a lav, to teach us that you get malchus. It's just from the kal v'chaymer, if you have bosa kodeshim, that's tummy, I wouldn't know you get malchus. it's only from a kavul chayma. The other, the klal ein matzir min adin. And the Gemara, no, it's not only a kavul chayma hekishu. This is called the hekish. The pasuk will soon say is makish meiser to gsar kochim. So when you have a hekish, that's a real limud. Then you get malchus from the limud. It's not called the kavul chayma anymore. It's called the hekish. That the pasuk says two things are alike. When they're alike, you can learn out one from the other, even to get malchus. Where's the hekish? The pasuk says, you can't eat these things outside Yerushalayim. Maisa the goncha tirashcha v'yisurecha. That means maisa sheni. You're only allowed to eat it inside Yerushalayim, not outside. Or bekaris bekorcha. It's going on karbonis already. So pasuk says clearly that maisa and karbonis is hukish ladodi. So therefore, since I know that maisa you're not allowed to eat when it's tamei, who are then I know basa kochim also you can eat when it became tamei. So what does her have to say? Next we'll have here. Ma tam aloy maloy yochel. What does the pasuk have to say here? V'habosu rashiyiga b'chol tamei loy yochel. What does the pasuk have to say extra here? That if the meat of kochim became tamei, you can't eat it. Pshita you can't eat it, and pshita there'll be malchus because there's a hekish to this tamaiser. If we don't need it, lagufe to know inyan lecholi surin shabatayra. I learned it out for other surim like chametz or pesach to say that it's osir. V'yemenu inyan lachila. I don't need this pasuk to tell me that chametz and sharon iskul is osir b'achila because I have a pasuk by it itself to say chametz is osir b'achila. What do I need it for? To know inyan liyano. I have this extra pasuk here, lo yeyochem of bosa. That's told me to teach us that chametz is osir b'ano and sharon iskul is osir b'ano. For the Gemara, Imakan b'sreifa. Here the pasuk says you should burn it. Says v'yabosa sheiga b'chotam lo yochel b'eish yisareif. So maybe af kol yisroin shabatera b'sreifa. Maybe sure in iskul also you have to burn a chumz of pesach or makro. And this the pasuk says no again hanoiser. There's a diak hanoiser b'sreifa v'en kol yisroin shabatera b'sreifa. It's only noiser such a psul you have to burn. Another yisurim you won't have to burn. This is a good extra postik here. The postik that Bosa Kodshim became Tomei, that's an extra lawyer Yochel to teach us Adi Surim, like Chametz Pesach is also Banu. Oma Le Ravina Ravashi, so Ravina Es Ravashi Kashino. V'yema Laver Allah Bishnei Lavin. What are you telling me now? There's an extra postik here that the postik says, V'yabos V'shayiga B'chol Tomei lawyer Yochel. If Bosa Kodshim became Tomei, you're not allowed to eat it. So it's true. I would know you're not allowed to eat it for Meiser. So now there's an extra pasuk here. Why do you say extra to learn other places? Maybe it's telling me right here that you get two malchus in. Maybe the Torah is saying two loves. Now if you mean it, if you eat a piece of shlomim that became tum and you eat it, you get two time malchus in. How do you know to say it's extra and learn out other halachis that chometz is also banor? Leave it by it itself to teach us there are two malchus in. I maybe tell me there's no such thing like that. No. Omale Ravina Ravashi. If me should be me lo yamar, Mister. Yeah, me yam Rabaya. Didn't Rabaya say ochal poitisa leikabu? If you eat this type of a sheretz, a poitisa Rashi says that's a sheretz hamayim, a type of a sheretz that swims in the water is leikabu. You know you get full malkasin. Rashi chav is lav b'sheretz hamayim, but there is kanim. The heavy safe of a yikra. The chad b'mishne Torah. Or shnei lavin k'suvim b'teres kanim b'ishkotzim sam. But the shaksot nashosheichem mechol hasheretz hasheretz. So the kids, you see, they're full of him on one thing. You eat this one sheretz hamayim, you get full of him. So what do you see? The Torah could say 1, 2, 3, 4 of him, and after minyan you get full time alkasin. Who are then he says ochal namol if you eat an ant. Is like a chomish, you get 5 malchus in. Rashi says, like a chomish, honey trade is tam shrotzim. There's 2 general laws in any sheretz. V'chad v'chol ha-sheretz ha-sheretz alamoyim, aloritz, sheretz oritz, sheketzu, lo yeyochil, v'chad v'chol ha-sheretz ha-sheretz aloritz, lo yisochlum, ki sheketzim, v'chad v'chitam v'chitam v'chasechem v'chol ha-sheretz ha-romish aloritz. You have another 3 lavim for sheretz oritz. So this ant, you get 5 lavs for. Sira, if you eat a hornet, like a sheish, you even get 6 times 6 malchus in. So you see, it's possible to say the